May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 4. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honours of her God. Hymn number 4.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together two portions from his word. Firstly, from the first book of Samuel, part of chapter 2. The first book of Samuel, chapter 2, and we'll read the first 11 verses. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is wax feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed." And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now from the book of Psalms, Psalm 42, and Psalm 43. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, "Where is thy God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now may he help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, Lord, do favour us to now come, to approach with reverence, to come in thy fear, but oh, to be favoured to knock at mercy's door. Oh, to be favoured to plead that precious, precious promise, a place of pure gold, a blood-sprinkled mercy seat, there I will meet with thee. Oh, what matchless condescension. Lord, can we come? Can we come in our day and generation? Can we come in our filth, in our wallowing in the mire, in our sin, our shame, our confusion of faith? And can we come to that precious place and plead that precious name, the name of Jesus? Oh, for he shall save his people from their sins. Our cry, Lord, is, remember me. With the favour thou bearest to thy people, visit me with thy salvation. Oh, the preciousness, Lord, that thy dear people know, the sacred longing, the blessed drawing, thee as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. O leave us not to be satisfied with some form, some habit, some tradition, something of that, the husk that the swine do eat. But, O Lord, may we alone be satisfied. And oh, to be satisfied early with thy mercy. Lord, we do come just as we are. We do come, Lord, but dust and ashes, a worm of this earth, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, proving, born to the trouble of it as the sparks fly upward. Oh, we come, dear Lord, in filthy garments. We come deep is the stain and dye of sin. We come proving out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man. And Lord, they do, they do. We prove the power of sin. We prove, Lord, within us that drawing to sin. So often, O Lord, the sin that does so easily beset us, the evil imagination of the heart continually. Behold, I am vile, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, as we would confess, all that we are, oh, yet leave us not to pour on ourselves too long. But, oh, do favour us, Lord. Lift up the beggar from the dunghill. Favour us, Lord, to look again toward thy holy temple. Even, Lord, out of the depths to cry unto thee, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, thou knowest every burden. Thou knowest every cloud. Thou knowest, Lord, every mountain. Thou knowest, Lord, every trouble, every trial, every difficulty. Oh, do help us to come, to roll the burden upon the Lord, to cast it upon him, to lay help upon one that is mighty in this. O Lord, do help us then to come, looking unto Jesus, to be the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of glory. O precious, precious name, Lord, do in thy rich mercy then, grant that help to go on, strengthen the things that remain, those, Lord, faint yet pursuing. O do blessedly put within, my grace sufficient for thee, my strength made perfect in weakness, to go in the strength of thy word, those 40 days and 40 nights. Lord, do undertake in those afar off, do undertake in those that feel that no man careth for my soul, those that feel outside of the secret, those that feel, Lord, the burden, the impossibility. But is anything too hard for the Lord? And Lord, oh, do favour us then to come, individually, together, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, knowing not what to do, but our eyes are up on thee. And Lord, our eyes will be up on thee also in praise, in thanksgiving. What hath God wrought? I am the Lord that healeth thee. There is a lifting up. O blessed, blessed be thy holy name, for every mercy, every favour. O thou that hearest prayer, Lord, do, we would beg, still grant to this dear church and people, Lord, answers of peace. Favour them to know, Lord, a bearing of one another's burdens and so fulfilling the law of Christ still. And Lord, may there be that blessed entering in, O Lord, into thine ear, thou that dost hear and answer prayer, what a mercy, what a favour. And Lord, do in thy mercy still, Lord, undertake, still uphold, still go before. O do in thy mercy then still blessedly strengthen, do still restore, and Lord, be better to us than all our sins and all our fears. And Lord, do blessedly work in these things for the good of precious, never dying souls. And Lord, to thy honour, glory and praise, that on this rock thou wilt build my church. Lord, thine own blessed name, thine own blessed work, thy finished work, thy precious blood. Oh, that it might be known, Lord, break the bread of life amongst this church and people, and may they blessedly prove that rent veil from the top to the bottom, the New Testament in my blood, the new and living way made. Lord, blessedly work then in the generation following. Oh, may the dear children all be taught of the Lord. Lord, do keep them as the apple of thine eye. Thou knowest the many dangers, those things, Lord, day by day, night by night, of the many temptations as they grow up fast in years. But, oh, thou canst still deliver from all evil. Thou canst still lead not into temptation, kept by the power of God. O Lord, may, O dear parents, prove it. May dear children prove it. Lord, do bring them under that right, that good influence then in education's pathway. And Lord, we do pray that thou would provide as they set out in the pathway of life. Is anything too hard for the Lord in this? Lengthen out those mercies where known in employment. And Lord, do appear those that need that guiding, and the Lord to set before that open door that no man can shut. Do provide that suitable, and grant needed help and wisdom in it. But oh, may they each prove, oh, each prove, dear Lord, that all things working together for good. O Lord, a casting of the burden upon the Lord in this, a seeking first of the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Lord, provide for them. Loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life. Homes. Lord, oh, thou canst richly supply all the needs still, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Do provide then in the families, and grant, and Lord, do hear prayer, parents, grandparents. O Lord, we do plead that thou would grant answers of peace. And each, Lord, that need, I am the Lord that healeth thee, we return to it once more. Lord, do meet their need. And do grant all needed wisdom to those that attend to them. And Lord, those that bear the burden with them in love, in affliction's pathway. Oh, do be very near to them. Grant thy restoring mercies then if it be thy will. But oh, to know thy sustaining also in it all. And underneath are those everlasting arms of love and mercy. In mercy, remember each in their loneliness, mourning pathway. Those in old age, younger ones also, in all that it may mean. Lord, do be with them. Be very near unto them. Be very gracious to them. And Lord, prepare us each for all thy will. O Lord, hear prayer then for each absent. Hear prayer for each present. Hear prayer for those in their homes that need thy healing and strengthening mercies. Lord, do bless them. Thou canst come. We've blessedly proved it. Lord, unable to get up to thy house. But oh, thou hast come in the very room. And Lord, thou hast come in those things read to the dear children. Lord, may it be known, Lord, in their homes, in their precious souls also. And may it be known in those abroad. Thou knowest, Lord, where each loved one is found. Thou knowest those born into this house of prayer in the heart. For this child I pray. Meet the need. And oh, Lord, thou canst teach. We think back, Lord, many years and thousands of miles from these shores. But oh, didst thou not come that Lord's Day morning? Work in others also in foreign lands. We humbly pray for Jesus Christ's sake. And oh, as we think on these things, we think of those destitute. We think of those, Lord, after that terrible earthquake. We think of those that mourn, many grievously injured. Oh, thousands cast from time into eternity. Oh, Lord, we do pray for them. And thou would work in these deep things. And Lord, we pray that there may be those raised up with that wisdom and that ability and that help given. Oh, to attend to them. Oh, Lord, work then. But oh, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? Lord, thou knowest in a moment, twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Lord, what if it had been us? Oh, prepare me. May it be the prayer of each one, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work begin, perform. It must all be of grace. But, O Lord, do begin. If any come into this house of prayer careless, indifferent this morning, oh, could there be a set time when they go forth from thy house changed? Almighty power, arrest that one. Lord, this will be to thy honour, glory and praise. But it may be here a little, there a little. But oh, to be all taught of the Lord. In mercy, do remember thy one church. Remember those at home as they gather this morning. Grant help there. Thy servants, we hope, will come up later in the day. Grant to them thy word. And grant the entrance into thy word, and that that gives light. Light upon the pathway, looking unto Jesus. Remember thy dear people where they gather then. And Lord, do remember us. The afternoon hour we pray, and Lord, the dear children as they gather, grant thy help, thy spirit, to worship thee. And may there be a blessed simplicity in our worship this day. Do thou blessedly, gloriously shine through. Younger ones, Lord, do put thy hands on them and bless them. Older ones, meet each need. To know a precious one in Christ, one accord, one place. Lord, do help us then as we return to thy holy word. Do grant that light upon it. May we find the deep that coucheth beneath. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Leave us not to self and all that we are. But, Lord, send none empty away. We stand in a solemn place. May there be that to thy honour and glory. May there be that for the good of precious, never dying souls. Hear our poor cries then, and grant answers of peace as we would plead. Certainly I will be with thee. Be with our dear friend at the desk. Thou knowest, Lord, the burden, and each deacon. Do bind them in thy love and in thy fear in this church and people. And Lord, do go before them still. Uphold them still. Build on that one foundation still then. And Lord, do thou work about this house of prayer also. Thou canst go out into the highways, hedges, blessed Spirit of Truth. On this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Do still work in our poor land and nation then. We do pray for those in our royal house. We pray for those in our parliament. We pray for those at home, abroad, in authority, and those in great danger, those in great need. Do work in these things. But could there be, Lord, men, women, in authority over us, raised up, that know the power of prayer, that know, Lord, the secret of the closet. And Lord, as the wicked plotteth, as those of the power of darkness, those of the synagogue of Satan, the enemy within the gates, blessed Lamb, overcome. Lord, thou didst, Lord, blessedly work in us all of Tarsus. Turn him right round, and Lord, thou canst do it in others also. Hear our poor cries then. Grant answers of peace. Grant help, thy mercy. And Lord, favour us with the blessing. in singing, in prayer and in praise, and in our worship, to worship thee in the beauty of holiness. Oh, if thou dost come, we'll be blessed indeed, dear Lord. Help then each one. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn number 13. God's mercy is forever sure, eternal is his name. As long as life and speech endure, my tongue this truth proclaim. Hymn number 13.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the Psalms that we read, and Psalm 42 and the final verse. Psalm 42, verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I feel I should tell you this was not the word upon my mind that I trusted the Lord had given for the morning hour. His word had not entered into my mind in recent days. But oh, there was something laid upon my spirit that got deeper and deeper as I drove towards this house of prayer this morning. And deeper as I drove into Swavesey. And then on entering a little vestry here, this word came. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me, within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. We venture with it then, and the Lord knows the need. But firstly, I do believe there are times when to the Lord's honour and glory, the Lord's servant should testify personally what a particular word means. You younger ones here, you that have been blessed with dear little ones, and older ones also that can look back to those times when it may be through the children being ill, or it may be the evening service perhaps, and with a little one, or a winter's evening or something, you've been found at home. I was. Years ago, it was my dear one's turn to go up to the house of God. Something unspeakably blessed happened in my front room that evening. The Lord came. And it was this word, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I can remember pacing the room, this word so powerfully upon my spirit, and increasingly powerfully, to turn to the word of God, to look it up. What did it mean? Oh, such a sacred longing. Such a sacred desire, truly the heart panting after the water brooks, thirsting for living streams, thirsting for life-giving streams. There was my soul. my dear one, return. It had been a reading service. What was the text? As the harp panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And that's where the sweet psalmist of Israel was. When three times in these two psalms he asked that question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, in God. For I shall yet praise him. It's something to go back to. And that's the blessing. That's the mercy. So you may be brought very, very low. But not so low that there's not something to go back to. The anchor of hope goes out. It goes down. We can't see in the depths, but oh, those in the boat, those in the ship know when that anchor holds. And where will your anchor hold, soul? On that rock, which is Christ. But to come to this word, why art thou cast down? Thrown down. Hope gone. Brought very low. Sin. Affliction. Circumstances. Mountains, impossibilities, things that come, things that combine, all thy waves, not one wave, and billows go over me. But yet the sweet psalmist of Israel, and there's a blessed exaltation here, there's a blessed hope that goes forth, even out of the depths have I cried. Master, carest thou not that we perish? There was a cry. And there was life given still to cry. Why? Because we look all around. Because all around. Oh, we can't see anything but the trouble, the difficulty, the trial, the mountain. It dominates. It brings darkness. It brings confusion of face. If I know anything of it, oh, there's that by the blessed Spirit that looks within, that examines self. Search me, O God, and try me. And if you're there, soul, it'll be strange language to you. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lord, oh, it so dominates. The power of sin, the drawing of sin, the wallowing in the mire of sin, the evil imagination of the heart continually. Do you recognize the language? Do you know the language? Do you walk in the language? And the old enemy comes and stands at the right hand and, oh, rubs salt in the wound. He stands to resist and ever to resist the word of God. But oh, this question, this why goes out. And this why goes out blessedly at times in prayer. Lord, why is this, I trembling cried, will thou pursue this worm to death? Oh, looking back, wasn't always so. Do we have favour indeed, you know? If there is in this house of prayer this morning, and if I come as the Lord's servant, and oh, if there's been prayer and there's been that laid upon me by the blessed Spirit, there is a need, and the Lord knows the need. You may be very hidden and your circumstances may be hidden, but oh, the Lord knows the need, so, but why? Oh, blessed be his holy name if there is something that goes out and there is something that goes back to what the Lord had spoken. What a contrast this psalm is. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, and as I've tried to touch upon, oh, if the Lord would grant that blessed entrance into his word. And the entrance into his word giveth light. Oh, what a blessed fullness in there, that desire there is. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And yet, he comes down to this, cast down. Trampled down. Perhaps feeling this, you've trampled underfoot those precious things of your Lord and of your Saviour. Why art thou cast down? O my soul is deep within. The Lord knows. Soul trouble. There may not be that outward, that is seen, not to the natural eye, but oh my soul, oh as we look about, perhaps as we begin another year or less, perhaps that pathway before. O Lord, will there be no change? Will there be no help? Will there be no blessing? Will there be no mercy? Will there be no appearing? Will there be no desire? Will there be no hope, blessing in Christ Jesus? Why art thou cast down? O my soul, and why art thou disquieted as that restless sea, troubled? I may have told you before, working in the Ministry of Defence and Naval Department for a number of years, many of those serving officers, they had some tales to tell of the sea. And those ships designed for the stormy waters of the North Atlantic and so on, they'd been through some storms. But when were there those times of greatest danger? In the midst of the storm, the seaman could keep even a little vessel on that right course. There was that hope that it would be safe. And oh, they were experienced sailors and the best training, but what is called the rogue wave, that would come contrary to the line of the other waves and suddenly cut across, the great danger from it. And even for an aircraft carrier, a huge vessel, the great danger. Disquieting. You can cope with much. You can return to the Lord's word with much. You can come up to his house with much. And know those blessings. And know those favours and those helps. Here a little, there a little. And go from his house knowing that his word is true. Knowing and going from his house with that to plead, that to take back to the Lord. A little help, a little crumb from off the master's table. But then something else. Another blow. Something else. From an unexpected quarter. Unseen. Suddenly comes. Why art thou disquieted within me? Poor disquieted soul. But I come to that we read together. Dear Hannah's pathway. She knew the disquietness, didn't she? The dear woman, the adversary provoked her sore. The dear woman, oh, barren, couldn't bring forth. But then, as she went up to the Lord's house, that from Eli, she didn't expect that. She poured out her heart before the Lord. Oh, poor woman, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Have you so? Have you so? But why art thou disquieted within? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint. The marginal rendering of that word is meditation. We think of meditation, well, as it's used in a modern sense, it's supposed to bring relief. But oh, there's a deep walking up and down here in my complaint, my meditation. Our translators granted much needed wisdom, my complaint. Oh, the cogitations of the heart that are spoken of in Daniel, those things that go over and over and over. And oh, those continual sins. When we would do good, evil is present with us. But oh, out of the abundance, out of the fullness, out of the very depths of my complaint and grief. When all the dear woman could do was weep and pour it out before the Lord. Have I spoken hitherto? Go in peace. The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. What a mercy. to go in peace. Why art thou disquieted, O my soul? Why art thou cast down within me? So she went her way, that thine handmaid find grace in thy sight, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. How often in the pathway the Lord's dear people have to return to the case of dear Hannah. But we read together, when she worshipped the Lord there, those are the final words of the first chapter in the first book of Samuel, and he worshipped the Lord there. He worshipped the Lord there, that is dear Samuel, but oh, Hannah also, as she prayed, she worshipped the Lord. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth enlarged over mine enemies. Rejoice in thy salvation. There is that that blessedly opens. Oh, there is that rock. Neither is there any rock like unto our God. And oh, that blessed, the Lord killeth and maketh alive, maketh poor and maketh rich, he bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth the poor from the dust, lifteth the beggar from the dunghill. Oh, he will keep the feet of his saints and the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. Hope thou in God. It's an exhortation. It's the dear psalmist speaking to himself. But oh, it's the blessed Spirit speaking to his church, his people, down to the end of time. Speaking to tried souls, speaking to far off souls, speaking to souls disquieted, speaking to souls cast down, not those that come in full, not those that come in no need, but those that come in burdened, those that come in troubled, those that come in darkness, those that come in distress, those that are walking. And this is holy ground. A coming groaning within. The Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ knew that. The tomb of Lazarus. Hope thou in God. O soul, if you look at the Lord's word, where is this blessedly proved? In the pathway of his dear people. In the pathway of their Lord, their Saviour, in the pathway of his dear disciples. Oh, soul, if you want one to see, to witness, one disquieted, you want the proof of it from the Word of God, see a man going to and fro in a garden. See, this is your hour, the power of darkness. See, they all forsook him and fled. See, a man sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. Being in agony, he prayed the more earnestly. So, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel from heaven strengthening him. Hope thou in God. He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it up again. What a mercy. What a favour. You following in the footsteps of this flock? Are you following this despised and rejected man? Oh, this Nazarene. Do you take up your cross and follow him? His track I see and I'll pursue. The narrow way till him I view. Hope thou in God. Not in self. Not in doing something that you may lift yourself up. Not in some appearing of man. No. But hope thou in God. And in God alone, with a single eye to his honour, to his glory. But where is this hope to be found? In the very depths in prayer. Walking it out. Casting the burden upon the Lord. Going again 7 times. When there is no sign. When there is no hope. When it seems there is no help, no appearing for you. I can't pray. I can't come. I read of others blessed. I hear of others blessed. I read in thy word of those, oh, that find thee. Oh, may the blessed spirit of truth cut through it all. Oh, the power of darkness and the hardness of the heart. And oh, the impossibility may it be made before Zerubbabel to be made a plain this morning. Hope thou in God. The enemy then will flee away. If preciously you are able to lay that upon him so, hope thou in God. Plead it before his blessed throne. Take it before him and him alone. I can't help once more thinking of the dear disciple. I go a-fishing. We also go with thee. A returning. Something that they knew and understood. Something they'd been brought up in. Their old occupations. Do you turn to something? Something familiar. Something you can do. But oh, hope thou in God. They toiled all night and they found nothing. They caught nothing. But hope thou in God. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. With thee in all places whithersoever thou goest. But oh, those are sweet and precious promises to his church, to his people. I'm not like unto one of thy people. But under whose wings thou art come to trust. Will you also go away? Can you go to another? Hope thou in God's soul. Take it to him. Oh, that is blessedly, blessedly cast upon him in secret will be blessedly known upon the housetops. The Lord's appearing. Hope thou in God. What did the Lord say? Let down the net. Now the fullness, they wondered at it. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Here Peter plunges in to go to his Lord. You cast down. You know something of Peter's pathway. You know, denied your Lord. Come so solemnly sure. Prove within no power, no faith. No man can keep alive his own soul. Let he that standeth take heed. Yes, that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Hope thou in God. Oh, this hope soul will steady. This hope will keep on that right course. Hope thou in God. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Oh, what a wonder working God. What a renewing there was on the shores of Galilee. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Simon Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Hope thou in God. And we have to touch also those two on that Emmaus road, cast down and sad. This was he we trusted would deliver Israel. Our leaders, our rulers have done it. Brought down. They didn't understand. And the power of darkness. And the grief. The rawness of it. But one drew near. And went with them. What a difference. Hope thou in God. Oh, Lord, could thou blessedly draw near and go with me? Do you know, have you known the burning of the heart within? While he talked with us by the way, while he unfolds the scriptures, those things concerning himself, you see, there'll be a blessed leading off of self, off of your own hopeless, helpless case, but oh, a looking unto Jesus, mighty to save. What a mercy, what a favour to be found. Yes, truly blessed, truly helped, truly strengthened. Hope thou in God. What? I will yet come to that spot of praise. The Lord was revealed in breaking of bread. They constrained him. Lord, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob's portion. Wrestling. Hope thou in God. And he blessed him there. And oh, the Lord blessed those on that Emmaus road, cast down, sad, disquieted. For I shall yet praise him. Oh, the question goes out, Lord, when? When wilt thou appear? When wilt thou deliver? You have need of patience, soul. But this promise, this word is found on a rock, and that rock is Christ, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. The powers of hell. Do you know something of it, so? But oh, they shall not prevail against it. That storm came, that wind blew, those waves beat upon that house, but it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. For I shall yet praise him. And there's a blessed fullness in praise. There's an all taken up by him and all taken up with him. I knew it. We spoke of it at the beginning this morning as the hart panteth after the water brooks. Oh, what a blessed fullness in that room. What a blessed fullness in my soul. Long to get back there, but oh, I shall yet praise him. In a sacred sense, this word. Oh, there'll be the fullness of praise through a blessed, never-ending eternity with Christ, which is far better. But oh, his dear people will know here below the fullness of praise at times. Oh, who is the health of my countenance? So there'll be that that shines through then. And shines through all. Ever seen it in somebody's face? Seen it in somebody's countenance? That that shines through. Moses wist not that his face shone. Shine through to his honour, glory and praise. It is well. And oh, I've got the time to enter into it now. But oh, my God. My God, my Father, blissful name. Oh, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Thomas. Poor doubting Thomas. I will not believe. Poor determined Thomas. I will not believe. Except, oh, I thrust my hand into his side, put my fingers in the print of the nails. But when the Lord appeared, when he comes, blessed be his holy name. When he comes, not if so. For I shall yet praise him. What did dear Thomas say? My Lord and my God. The fullness of praise. Oh, do come so then. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Oh, may the Lord seal it to your precious, never-dying soul. Hope thou in God, for I. It's a very personal word. But oh, also the Lord's blessing may be known collectively also, and amongst you as a church and people shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. That blessedly and gloriously shines through of this same Jesus. They took knowledge of them, dear Peter and John, that they had been with Jesus. And my God, I must leave it. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £730, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Ramsbottom will preach next Lord's Day and give out the Sunday school prizes in the afternoon. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold their New Year services on Wednesday. The collections next Lord's Day will be for disaster relief in Haiti. Let us close with hymn 690. On wings of love the Saviour flies, and freely left his native skies to take a human birth. The wise and righteous men go near, his wonders see, his servants hear and think him nothing worth. Hymn 690.
Thank you.
forgive all spoken us. Bless abundantly, bless thine own pure word. Gather, Lord, with the dear children this afternoon, and again this evening, if it be thy will, the service of thy house. Take us as we go in peace and safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.